Today's podcast is brought to you by Capstrat, a strategic communications firm helping organizations tell their stories powerfully and effectively. For every client, from Fortune 500 companies to nonprofit organizations, Capstrat brings together powerful ideas and meticulous execution. Learn more online at capstrat.com. Today we are talking to senior web developer John Romano. John is moderating a core conversation this month at South by Southwest Interactive called "Who Will Check My Email After I Die?" We sat down for a few minutes and talked about the digital afterlife and the possibility of a digital cemetery. I hope you enjoyed the program. We're here with John Romano to talk about his core conversation at South by Southwest called "Who Will Check My Email After I Die?" And we're just talk about some of the issues surrounding the digital afterlife. John, tell us a little bit about your conversation.
Well, we're going to be talking about our conversation sort of about the social, the technical, the legal ramifications of death on your digital footprint, on your digital life, and what a digital afterlife might actually start to look like. Today, we've been talking a little bit about this idea of the cemetery and what cemeteries mean to people in the physical world, and how that idea might get extended to the digital world. So people at this point are spending a lot of time and investing a good portion of their lives developing digital assets. We're developing photographs and videos and writing, and we're putting all this stuff out into the world via the web. And we're questioning today basically the idea that can this idea of a digital cemetery be extended?
So I just wanted to start by saying, trying to decide what is the value of a real cemetery, a physical cemetery, to people. And to me, it's where you go to be close physically to somebody that was close to you in life. And it's a place where you go to remember that person.
So John, is it the physical closeness you think that makes a cemetery special, or is it something that's less tangible?
I think there's a less tangible aspect to it, and then there's also a very physical aspect to it, to think that the remains of that person are at that place. I think that's has a very powerful effect on people. But it becomes a place in itself. The meaning extends beyond the fact that the person is there. It's where you go to mourn, or where you go. It's a place dedicated to being close to somebody.
So do you think it's the pilgrimage, or the trip that you make there that is part of the significance?
Part of it is the trip, and I think part of it is just being at a place dedicated to doing nothing but in this space mourning or being close to somebody or trying to remember them. And I think the solitude of most cemeteries adds to the sense of closeness. But we've been talking about earlier before we recorded just about the what kind of experience that provides, that provides that closeness, it provides a sense of solitude, maybe in a sense of closeness physically. But if you think about how many people know where their great-grandparents are buried, most people, I would say, don't have any idea where they are. Nor do we really have any idea of what our great-grandparents were actually like as people. We know them as ancestors. We don't know them as people. This is where the digital world could come in and provide a more meaningful experience to people when they want to investigate what their heritage was really like.
So tell me, John, how might you see all of those attributes of the physical cemetery translating to an online cemetery?
Well, I don't think ever that a digital presence is going to necessarily replace the physical closeness that we can feel to people. But to be quite honest, I never knew my great-grandparents. I never had any physical closeness to these people, but I may, in the future, people may look back at me and be able to be at least understand who I was. Like right now, what does a cemetery provide on a headstone?
Provide basic information: your name, date of birth, date of death. You might also find out who your spouse is, children, small epitaph.
Right, but so with a digital cemetery, we could extend that in a much more significant way. We could tell people who, like, not just the genealogy of the person, but we could also talk about who that person was, show photographs, show videos of that person. Actually, and not just snapshots. I mean, we think of videos as, you know, like, you know, where we are right now, but imagine showing videos from across a person's entire life. You could see videos of that person's birth, that person's graduation from high school, the person's, you know, first job, their first car, their you know, their death, their hospital visit where they died. I mean, you could show their entire breadth of their entire life in video or photographs.
Now, John, if we have all this information about a person,
we've encountered this problem online numerous times, the concept of information overload. Does the sheer quantity of information available at a person, you know, really make the small bits of information less significant? So is that physical place or is that tombstone less significant because you can learn so much more about that person?
Well, I think that's a great point, and overcoming the quantity and learning to find value in the most special parts of a person's, you know, digital footprint is going to be critical. But I think that's something that people are going to want to probably do before they die, is decide what they want to display there. And maybe there, again, in the way that the web can show you a little bit and then give you links to a whole lot more, maybe that's what the digital cemetery does. Maybe it says, here's the highlight reel from the person's life. But if you want more information, you can go get it.
So John, we were talking earlier about bringing both these ideas together and sort of having a digital presence at a physical cemetery.
Right.
Tell me a bit about what that might look like.
Well, I think initially what's going to happen is these two ideas, the idea of a digital cemetery and the physical cemetery, are probably going to split. And as we try to come up with mechanics and the nuts and bolts of the thing to solve these problems, I think eventually these things could very well come together as new devices, new screen types. And I mean, imagine going out to a cemetery and having headstones, but then at the same time you could imagine seeing parts of that video or imagine seeing slideshows or being able to read things that the person wrote. You know, maybe you read the last, you know, not necessarily the last will legally, but maybe you read the last, the send-off, the letter that the person wrote about their life at that place. You know, it's much more, it could be much more than just an epitaph of a couple words, but it could be a whole lot more.
So John, you were also telling me that a few minutes earlier that we're at a critical moment in the evolution of technology, and that we're sort of in a transition stage between a completely analog society to a mostly digital society. How is this moment the most important moment to be talking about the digital afterlife?
Well, I think in the future, I think once these problems are solved and we have institutions in place to facilitate what we want to do, and as a society, we decide, you know, culturally, what do we want digital afterlife to look like? Like, we don't even know culturally what we want. But once we start getting an idea of what we want to do, I think we're at a critical moment, because right now we're not doing what we need to be doing to preserve this. Websites are too easily lost. Cloud computing sites are too easily shut down. You know, digital information is too easily deleted. And at some point, we're going to have to decide if and how we want to archive our lives. And if so, what are the mechanisms by which we do so?
I look forward to joining you at the CORE conversation at South by Southwest. Look forward to bringing all of you out there a part of this conversation and discuss these and many more issues involved.
Looking forward to it. Hope everybody comes and joins us.
You've been listening to CapStrat's John Romano discuss his upcoming CORE conversation at South by Southwest Interactive, entitled "Who Will Check My Email After I Die?" It's happening Tuesday, March 17th from 5 to 6 p.m. For more information about the topic, please visit lovediesubmit.com. And for more information about CapStrat, capstrat.com. Thank you for listening.